Chapter 1. Elena. I am cursed. Seriously. Since I was born on the 13th day of October, Friday the 13th, no less, I feel justified in declaring myself to be cursed. Why else would I get my dream job only to discover it's a nightmare? I've admired Raisa Volkoff for years and followed her legal career like a true fangirl. Becoming her paralegal seemed like an awesome gift. I get to work alongside the toughest, most successful divorce attorney in New York. Except she's hated me from day one. She snips at me, snaps at me, barks orders at me, and generally makes me wish I'd taken a job at McDonald's instead. I suppose I should be comforted by the fact she makes everyone feel that way, but it doesn't comfort me at all. And this is only day two. Thank God it's Friday. Now I understand why Raisa's former paralegal, Mia, gave her two-week notice 16 days ago. Her royal snippiness tasked Mia with hiring her own replacement. That would be me, the cursed Elena Linwood. While I fantasize about murdering my new boss, I raise a hand to get the bartender's attention. I just sat down at the bar a minute ago and desperately need booze. I mean, desperately. 2 days with Raisa have left me drained and depressed. So here I sit, in the swanky hotel across the street from the office, on a Friday night, about to drown my sorrows in a margarita. The bartender takes my order, smiling and calling me babe, though not in a creepy way. He's cute and sexy, but way too busy to flirt with me. "Sure thing, babe," is all I get out of him. God, I need a hot guy to flirt with, to dance with, to do all sorts of naughty, naughty things with. That proverbial light bulb goes off in my head, a bright, flashing, neon pink bulb. What do I need to lift my spirits? Why, a steamy fling with an anonymous piece of sizzling hot ass. You're brilliant, Elena. I congratulate myself on my awesome idea for about 30 seconds. Then reality slams down on my head as I glance around the bar. It's full of older couples and middle-aged men on their own who look like they probably just got served divorce papers and want to get hammered. I have a feeling a lot of men who get served by Raisa Volkoff wind up in this bar after their first meeting with their wife's attorney. No hot prospects. Looking at these guys makes me want to faceplant on the bar. So I do. And I moan like the pathetic wage slave I am.
"You still want the drink?"
the bartender asks. I don't bother to raise my head. Instead, waving my hand to indicate that yes, I do want that margarita. I plan to guzzle it like a sorority girl at a frat party. As soon as I can peel my face away from the shiny, cool surface of the bar, I hear the cute bartender set my drink down. Maybe I should have ordered straight up tequila.
"Are you all right there?"
That voice. It's not the cute bartender. The man who spoke to me has a silky British accent and a husky voice that makes me want to crawl onto his lap without even looking at his face. Since I am cursed, I know if I do look, I'll find out he has the face of a bulldog and the body of a sumo wrestler. But that voice. A warm hand touches my arm. Since I'm wearing a sleeveless blouse, I get to feel his skin on mine. Ugh. It feels so good.
"I said, are you all right?"
he asks. Mm-hmm. I finally peel my face away from the bar and sit up straighter. Blue eyes, blonde hair, a body to die for. Lucky me. Everything south of my waist wakes up from its months-long coma and tingles in all the right ways when he smiles at me. I smile back. I'm fine, but thanks for asking. I love polite British men. Why did I say that? Stupid, stupid Elena.